Since the death of former Tennessee women's basketball coach Pat Summitt on Tuesday, former players, rival coaches, and even people the legendary coach just happened to meet once have been sharing their stories. But one of our favorites was shared while the coach was still alive, and it is one of our favorites because of Coach Summitt's good-hearted reaction to the story. It was January of 2012. Coach Summitt had been diagnosed with early-onset Alzheimer's disease the previous May. In a few months, she would step down from the job she held for 38 years to become head coach emeritus. Summitt was the honored guest at a luncheon for supporters of Tennessee women's basketball, and her coaching staff started telling their favorite stories about their boss. At times, it had the feel of a roast. This audio of then-associate head coach Holly Warlick comes to us courtesy of the Knoxville News Sentinel.
Y'all know how intense Pat is. I mean, just off the chain. Back when you could talk about weight, we can't tell him to lose pounds. We just got to tell him to get in shape now. But Pat told this young lady, you know, you got to lose 15 pounds. It's the bottom line. So we all, at the beginning of the year, we meet as a staff and a team, and right when they go back to school, where this young lady came in, and Pat was like, are you kidding me? She goes, get back in my office right now. So the little girl went back and got in the office, and she sat down, and she goes, what have you been doing? She goes, well, I've been, no, you've been doing nothing. You have been doing nothing. She goes, what did I tell you before you left? I told you to lose 15 pounds. You're not getting back on the court till you get lose 15 pounds. The girl's like about to bust out crying. She goes, just leave. A kid gets up, and Pat calls me in there, and she goes, I just chewed so-and-so out. And I said, really? Okay. So we went back into the meeting. All right, and so we get in the meeting, and we go around and tell each other, I'm Abby Conklin, I'm a senior, and this young lady goes, and she says, hi, I'm Beth Bartel, and I'm a manager, I think.
I had a senior moment.
I had a senior moment. Alzheimer's disease is dreadful and dreaded. It is no less than the loss of self. Pat Summitt's punchline to her colleague's story, I had a senior moment, spits in the eye of the cruel affliction with which she had been diagnosed. Summitt's career and her life were cut short by Alzheimer's, but for as long as she could do it, she continued to support and encourage the women playing basketball at Tennessee. It was, she said, her passion. That passion and the energy with which Pat Summitt pursued it built the game to which she devoted herself. Her most successful rival, UConn women's coach Gino Auriemma, said this week of Summitt, lots of people coach the game, but very few people get to define the game. But Pat Summitt didn't just define women's college basketball. She grabbed it by the ears and hauled it into prominence. She was so successful that at one point she was asked whether she'd like to coach the men's team at Tennessee. Her perspective was such that she asked whether that was supposed to constitute a step up. It would be silly to say that if it hadn't been for Pat Summitt, women's basketball wouldn't have achieved the popularity it has achieved. Lots and lots of talented athletes and ambitious coaches would have made sure that happened if Pat Summitt had decided to become something other than a coach, a fiery preacher, perhaps. But it would be sillier not to credit Summitt with energizing the entire sport. That she and her family had to endure the terrible and terrifying circumstances associated with Alzheimer's disease is beyond sad. That she managed a positive attitude and sense of humor through her decline is inspiring. That's an adjective perhaps too often applied to athletes and coaches, but in Pat Summitt's case, it's a perfect fit.